T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our trade deadline day coverage is presented by Wright Automotive, making the right moves. Pirates have stood pat to this point. They haven't made a trade. Jack, I recall a couple of years ago, like right at the deadline, the trade might have been announced after the 4 o'clock deadline. Neil Huntington traded for Jay Happ. And you were the other GM in that deal. It was, what, a player to be named later deal?
Yeah, in that deal, what happened was we had traded for Jay that winter. I traded Michael Saunders for Jay Happ and was kind of excited about Jay Happ because he kind of like was a half a season pitcher, you know, and this I thought it maybe get over the top. He'd be really good the first half, not as good the second half.
He had a great April for you guys, too.
He did, and then he didn't pitch quite as well, and there was a point in time where he was even out of the rotation. So now when you're sitting there and you're looking at a salary dump, if you will, to a guy that's going to be a free agent. We weren't going to make him a qualifying offer, so we just tried to get the best deal we could possibly get back. And we got a local guy, Adrian Sampson, back in the deal who pitched in the big leagues, but I think he's even been hurt.
That something, Jack, that came about quickly, late in the game?
Yeah, and here's the interesting thing about that. You realize that for Jay Happ, that was the only offer from any other ball club in baseball for Jay Happ. And when I think back on it, that's kind of amazing.
And you had made it known he was available?
We were taking phone calls. Okay. You know, we weren't going anywhere. And we had talked to a lot of guys about different deals, but he was the only club that made an offer for Jay Happ. He and I went around with several names. A couple of the names that I wanted are now on his big league ball club right now, pitching for him, you know, or sitting in AAA doing pretty well, and he wouldn't give those up. But at the end, it got down to basically $1 million, you know, save on our part. And he ended up coming here and pitching great for them, you know, so good for him, and end up, you know, had a good year in Toronto last year, not quite as good this year.
Jack, what's the difference between shopping a guy and listening to a guy? Like, say Tony Watson has an expiring contract. If you're Huntington or you have a guy like that, do you call up other teams and say, hey, listen, we're looking to move Tony. What do you have for us? Or do they call you and say, hey, we're interested in Tony. What will it take?
Everybody has a different style. You know, one guy will call you. The one thing that I never liked was when a guy would call and want to be you. Hey, I got this guy that could really help your ball club. Boy, if you inserted him in here, he would do this, he would do that.
Do you get those guys?
Yes. Yes. And then you would say, after he's done talking for like 3 minutes, we'd say, why don't you just come and sit in my chair? You know, why don't you do the job? Well, tell me who's available. Now, to answer your question, Ron, it can go both ways. Most guys try to be a little bit coy. Well, we're going to make some guys available. Our guys in a bullpen are available. You may not want to go right to them and say, hey, do you have any interest in Tony Watson? Simply because you might feel like you're degrading the product, you know, by just throwing his name out there. But if you end up saying, we're looking to do some different things, we need help in other areas, some of our bullpen pieces are available, who would you have interest in? And then they may say, well, we like Nicasio, we like Tony Watson. Then the conversation, okay, well, we'll talk about both of them.
You know, we got a break again here for an update, but I have a lot of questions about McCutchen, and I want to have some time to do it here with you, including, you know, you heard in the offseason, the Pirates are actively shopping Andrew McCutchen. I'd like to know what that means, and we'll ask you about that when we come back.
Our trade deadline day coverage is presented by Wright Automotive, making the right moves, with more on the deals that have happened and the ones that are rumored.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.